there are pork profits on the horizon. Pork producers have begun the chant, four more months, four more months, as they can now see the light of profits as they are set to emerge from a tunnel of losses. That tunnel of darkness stretched from the spring of 2012 through the winter of 2013, with average expected losses during that period of about $18 a head, and that was primarily due to high feed prices. Feed prices actually reached their summit in the third quarter of 2012, and that was due to the peak of the drought. Estimated total hog production cost shot up $10 as a result of the drought, reaching an estimated $72 per live hundredweight. Cost last fall and this winter dropped about $4, down around $68 per live hundredweight, and we expect them to moderate an additional $8 if we have normal 2013 crop production. So by the fall of 2013, that could put estimated cost of production around $60, coming from a high of $72 late last summer. The December Hogs and Pigs report from USDA provides some evidence that the 2013 pork supplies aren't going to be down the 2% that had been anticipated. Rather, pork supplies for the year looks like they'll be closer to unchanged, with a 1-2% reduction in the first half, offset by a 1-2% increase in pork production in the second half of 2013. The breeding herd was unchanged in the report, and we had been expecting to see at least a 1% reduction. Also, we saw the winter farrowing intentions reported by producers as unchanged, and that compares with a 2% reduction in those winter intentions back in the September report. Market weights are also going to contribute to an increase in pork supplies next year, especially in the second half of the year. During the first half of 2013, we're going to expect weights to be down with the high feed prices, and that'll be about a 1% reduction in weights. But those weights will begin to rise late in the summer as feed prices drop if we have that normal crop production that we're hoping for. Hog prices are expected to be somewhat stronger in 2013, and there's really two or three reasons why. We expect smaller beef supplies, so less competitive meats. We expect strong pork exports in 2013, and at least I'm modestly hopeful that we'll see consumer incomes continue to improve somewhat. For 2012, live prices averaged about $62 a hundredweight, but with some improvement this year, we'll put them up to about $66 per hundredweight. By quarter, first quarter prices we expect to average $63, then move to an average of $71 in the second quarter, $69 in the third quarter, and then the fall of 2013 and the winter of 2014, we expect prices to be around $61 per live hundredweight. Now, for the immediate future, at least through this first quarter of 2013, we expect losses to continue, and those will be around $15 a head. Then we're going to return to profitability sometime, I think, in late April or early May, and that will really be due to the spring hog price rally, but also somewhat to some lower soybean meal prices as we get into the South American harvest. Profits for the second and the third quarters should be the best of the year at around $10 a head, and then we'll drop down to break-even returns for the fall of 13 and on into the winter of 2014. Now, break-even sounds bad, but we economists, when we calculate break-even, that means producers are covering all of their cost, including full labor recovery for their family living expenses and full depreciation on their buildings and their equipment. With that return to a profitable pork production outlook, certainly some producers are going to be thinking about expansion plans. And I think most realize that where feed prices turn out later this year is going to be both the biggest threat to those anticipated profits, but it's also the greatest opportunity to have very good returns over the next couple of years. As we think about the threat, I think most of us are watching the drought monitor very closely, and we see that extreme drought that is continuing in a number of the western Corn Belt states and throughout the Great Plains as probably the single biggest threat. If we should have poor crops in 2013, certainly could send corn and soybean meal prices back to new record highs. And such an outcome obviously would extend the losses in pork producers' profitability for another year. Alternative, if we have normal world yields in 2013, it's going to likely send feed prices lower than even what current new crop futures are indicating. And I think what that suggests is that we would really see much stronger profitability for the pork industry. The U.S. pork industry certainly has suffered with high feed prices, and those feed prices, of course, have been partially driven by three consecutive years of poor U.S. crops. Now, eventually, I think we all believe better yields are going to result in lower and less volatile feed prices. And almost everybody in animal production is looking forward to that, including pork producers, and certainly there is a hope that 2013 is the year that that scenario begins. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.